Right-wing activists are expected to converge on our nation's capital for a rally tomorrow, and the Department of Homeland Security is warning about the potential for violence. And President Biden is in the thick of trying to convince moderates from his party to join him in finding money for the largest expansion in decades of the social safety net. Joining us for more is Theo Meyer with The Washington Post and co-author of the Early 202 newsletter. Hey, Theo.
Hi, Tanya. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Well, let's get right to Biden's push for support first. Here he is yesterday making his case to spend $3.5 trillion on what he calls human infrastructure.
I believe this is a moment of potentially great change. This is our moment to deal working people back into the economy.
Theo, the president really needs every Democrat to get this agenda through. Senators like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, however, are holdouts here. What are some of the compromises the president might have to make in exchange for their votes?
Well, Democrats are really entering a critical stretch here in trying to move their potentially $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill. The president met one-on-one with both Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, and Sinema, Democrat of Arizona, this week, and talked about their sticking points. Both of them are among the most moderate or even conservative Democrats in the Senate and have raised real concerns about how much the bill would spend and how much it would potentially add to the deficit. Manchin has also raised concerns about raising taxes on corporations and others necessary to help pay for this spending.
Okay, so those are some of the issues that they have with this human infrastructure plan, and those are some of the compromises the president might have to make. Who is going to bore the brunt of this? Whose taxes, for instance, are going to go up to pay for this Build Back Better plan? Democrats huddled all this week. What do we know at this point about this?
Well, President Biden has said he won't raise taxes on anyone who's making less than $400,000 a year. But depending on how exactly you define that, that could be a difficult promise to keep. House Democrats this week, for instance, proposed raising taxes on cigarettes and cigars and creating new taxes on vaping as a way to help pay for this package. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about this week, and she said that she didn't think this violated the White House's pledge not to raise taxes on people making less than $400,000 a year, even though, you know, most smokers are people who do make less than that amount. So I think the White House is really trying to parse how, what could violate this pledge and what would not.
Well, there's a lot to watch for here. With the little bit of time that I have left with you, let's talk about this Justice for J6 rally. D.C. is bracing for violence. NBC's disinformation reporter Ben Collins actually talked to us yesterday and said that many right-wing activists are actually not going to attend tomorrow's rally in support of rioters arrested after January 6th because they think it's a setup for more arrests. And we know that former President Trump is echoing their thinking, saying in a statement that rioters are being persecuted. Are Republican lawmakers following his lead on this?
You know, congressional Republicans really seem to be keeping their distance from this rally. Even Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican of Georgia, who is among the, furthest right and most provocative Republicans in the House, has said that she is not going to attend the rally. And Senator Lindsey Graham told The New York Times a couple of days ago that Capitol Police officers need to take a firm line, and if anybody gets out of line, they need to whack them.
Oh, they need to whack them. Well, we know that fencing now surrounds the Capitol building and the Supreme Court, so there'll be a lot to watch for. What are you watching for, and what are you most concerned about? And I only have like about 30 seconds with you.
Yeah, there's definitely a mood of nervousness here in Washington, but I think it's at least possible that, this rally will end up being, less... much less dramatic than the one on January 6th.
Theo Meyer with The Washington Post, thank you so much.
Thank you.